really liked hearing about your experience, especially about the part about presence. It kind of ties into what I'm wanting to talk about tonight. The you know, the tree of life that was up as a symbol, as a metaphor. And it's funny because I actually was bringing that into my practice, is like, how is what am I going through in my experience? Because what I'm going through in my experience right now is kind of, it's powerful. And it's a little, you know, from day to day, you know, it's shifting. But it's all good. It's all good. But what you said, Miranda, about the presence, I feel that that's true. Because this is my experience now. This is how I'm coming out of, you know, I think everyone here probably can relate to this on some level. Here at Sunrise Ranch, you know, you go through periods, you know. They warned me about the honeymoon phase. They did. I'm like, that's not going to happen to me. I'm good. Well, and they said, 3 months. And I'm like, it's not going to happen to me. And then 3 months, boom, there it goes. It's happening. Like, you know, and so feeling a little bit lost and a little bit disconnected from that fertile soil and the light, right? Kind of stuck in the mental atmosphere of, I mean, and trying to be loving with myself at the same time, you know, realizing, you know, you just packed up your life. You just left all your friends, your family, and you stepped outside of a path, you know. I mean, I'm still on the path, but the path is wildly different now as far as ministry goes. And this, for me, for this particular tree, see, we're all different trees, right? There's not just one tree of life. We have all kinds of different fruit to offer the world, right? My particular flavor has to do with ministry and about serving others, right? And I didn't really realize it consciously that that was part of what the discomfort was for me, is like feeling like I wasn't expressing the truth of me, you know, or all of the truth. And that part is really, really important for me. And as I, like, you know, I don't know if you all can relate to this, but when things start to get a little like that, and you know, it's like, okay, I really need to get a little bit more disciplined with my practice. I need to make that connection with Source. I need to make that connection with myself and take the time to do it, because, you know, I was kind of a little whirly for a while, stuck into the doingness of everything and looking at, oh my God, all that I got to do, and then feeling overwhelmed about it, right? And it was disempowering. But as soon as I started to make the shift, so this is over the last, I don't know, like 3 weeks, one of the things in my practice that I started doing was like the, you know, I like some of the attunements that David does, where you're holding the world, right? And I'm really bringing the world into my consciousness. I'm praying, I'm crying, I'm feeling it, and, you know, having very powerful spiritual practices but radiating that out into the world, or radiating to someone I know who's hurting, or either physically, you know. Some of you know my wife's going through that experience now, which is another part of the whole thing, you know, is like having someone who can't really help much, you know. And, you know, trying to be kind all the time in that situation isn't easy. But that's what drove me to, like, really recommit to my practice and open to what it is that wants to come through. And this is what came through for me, is like, you know, I need to do what I can and you know, speak more, offer. I mean, one of my gifts and one of the things I love so much, and what I was doing as a spiritual practitioner, is, you know, the spiritual coaching, counseling, and praying for people. I've had some really powerful experiences with that, and there's just something that comes from it. It's like, you know, it's this work in consciousness. It's powerful. You can feel it going through you, and there's nothing like it. And not only does it do that for me, but it does it for the person in front of me. And it's like, there's nothing better for me. So that has been lacking a little bit. And so in opening to the divine and opening to what really wants to come through me, as life would have it, I was getting what I needed by people coming into my sphere who were in a moment of crisis, in a moment of sadness, and just to be the presence, to be the presence. Because in that, I know that it has ripple effects. And it feels like I'm in the right place. You know, Spirit called me to be here. This is a divine appointment. And so several of those situations have actually been coming, you know, where people who are in crisis feel is a safe place to be. And that feels good. You know, that again is part of this particular tree, to be a safe place of refuge for the people that come into my sphere and to be that. And when I'm that, right, it doesn't really matter all the little details of work and all the crazy things that are happening in my life, because I know I'm on purpose, you know. And I can not put as much power and energy towards those things that really, really don't matter that much. This is a game we're playing, you know. This is a thing we're doing, but that, what comes from the heart, what happens in consciousness, that's the real deal. And so just to kind of bring this one last story, you know, Spirit kind of told me, I was flipping through Facebook, which I haven't really been doing too much of that lately, but I saw a gal that was from my previous center, you know, really just a shout out to her Facebook friends, like, you know, please hold me and my family in love and prayer. Very simple. You know, something's flying in her experience. My response was a heartfelt one, because I felt her. And I said, hey, you know, I'm here. You know, you want to talk tomorrow. Not, hey, call me if you need me. You know, it's like I really wanted that. And she did. And it was a really powerful experience. You know, I won't go into all the details because, you know, it was like, you know, this is a deep part of her life and experience, but I can just say it was really hard, you know? It was a life and death situation with someone she loved. And then after our time together, doing what I do, what I love to do, what I'm part of why I'm here to do it, by doing that, wow, the most amazing demonstration happened for her and for the one she loved. And it ignited something in her. I've only had this happen a couple times, but it was strange. It's like when we think about how this universe, I mean, it's energy, it's love. And sometimes things open up that you can't explain. And she had this amazing experience that is like, so we've talked a couple other times around that. And just to support her through having an experience that she's like going, I don't know what just happened to me. You know, we're talking like a supernatural energy, like, whoa, this, I've never seen that, you know? But to just hold that for her and say, you're okay. You're okay. You're not crazy. You're not wrong, you know. You're guided. You're loved. You heeded the call. You saved a life. To affirm for her the truth was very powerful. It was powerful to speak it and powerful to see the repercussions, the manifestations, the demonstrations that come from that. So in the whole closing of it is the tree that you are, the tree that you've come here to be, to for the purpose is to go within and really know what it is that feeds you, that feeds your soul, that you may feed others. What is it really that wants to come through you? Whatever it is, I know it's based in love, whatever that expression of it wants to be. But just to remember that, and when it gets a little tough, to go to that source that's within you and all around you, let it be your guide. It never fails. Thank you.